Yo, how are we doing? Get in there. Come on. Come on then. I'm saying this one so that it starts to become more and more real. My next challenge is Snowden Ultra, which is nearly 6 weeks away, less than 6 weeks. My first Ultra, 55K, loads of elevation, 3,000 plus meters of elevation. I've never done anything like it before. I've got a training run on Friday, going at the peaks on the mountain. Yeah, just getting used to being in nature, going uphill for hours. And it's probably going to take me like 10 hours to complete. So, yeah, it's a new challenge for me, but excited. And then a bigger challenge, I feel potentially, that's, I just feel like I have to do. I feel like there's some things in life just feel like they're meant to be. And if you really listen to them and follow it, you know, these opportunities or things emerge. And maybe to everyone else, it doesn't seem that much of a thing. Other people might be confused as to why it means so much to you and why it's important to you. But to you, it's clear. And that's what I've got for this. There's something I want to do that I've never felt more drawn to doing. And I just have to do it. And I'm doing it. I'm using Snowden. As almost training for it. I'm going to enjoy the process of Snowden. And then once I get beyond that, this will become my next goal. It's going to be, to tell you more about it, it's a 92 mile route that goes straight through Staffordshire from top to bottom. It's called Two Saints Way. And it's a pilgrimage that dates back to like the 600s, I think. And thousands of people have made this pilgrimage and made this walk through the county to Lichfield in search of essentially enlightenment, in search of sort of peace and the end of suffering. And the story goes that St. Chad, who's the local legend, the local boy, young lad, he believed in Christianity, and he was going around telling everyone, guys, look, honestly, get involved with Christianity, it's class, get involved. And apparently he just wandered around telling everyone about this thing, trying to get people involved. And he did that so much that when he died, he was a bit of a legend. And so people felt that if they touched his tombstone or his burial place, they would feel some of that and they'd become enlightened. And so people walked miles to get to Lichfield to do this. And this route is the route that many took from 600 onwards. There's stories of like days where thousands of people have just turned up at St. Chad's Church, at the cathedral, and have made the journey. And what's incredible is the more I've read about it, the more I've learned that it's not about the moment of touching St. Chad's burial that relieves suffering or where you find peace. It's in the journey of getting there. It's in the days of spending time alone in nature, processing your fears, processing the things that are going on in your life. It's that journey that leads to peace. And when I found this, James sent it to me, and I couldn't, honestly, because I've been saying basically that I need to do a Mara event, a Mara run, where there's no time over the top and it's all about the journey and the process. And I'd actually thought it's a 10K, it's a half marathon. But when I found this and read about it, I bought books on it, or the book on it. I've read everything online there is to read. The history of it and the why, the fact that it already exists as a pilgrimage, is just incredible. And it's not, so the big thing is it's 92 miles. So it's not a 10K or a half, it's an ultra. It's the ultimate distance, it's an ultra. People can do that in 24 hours. This will be a multi-day event. So it will be 2 or 3 days where somebody comes, you know, there are multi-day ultras around the country, around the world, where there's an overnight stop and you go again the next day. And again, I've read a lot about ultras. Snowden's going to be my first, but you know, part of it is getting up the next day and going again when you don't believe you can. So many have walked this route, but no one or people have, but there's been nothing along the lines of a run. Now, most ultras are run, sort of done by running and walking, so it'll be a mix of both. But before I turn this into an event, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it in July. I'm going to do it on the 21st to the 23rd of July. So I'm going to do it in 3 days. So it's 50 kilometers a day, 30 miles a day. And you start in Chester and you go through Staffordshire and you end in Lichfield. And I'm doing it with two or three of my best mates. And I'm saying this out loud, one, so that it's real, so that I commit to doing it. And two, I want to put it out there to anyone that is interested in doing it with us. We're going to be there. I'm going to share more details on it soon. But I want to put it out there to anyone in the country or beyond that is up for doing Staffordshire's essentially first ultra. Now, we'll do it as a recce this year. And for this group that shares this journey and does it together, we'll document it. We'll share it. We'll go through it. We'll do it. We'll complete it. Run, walk, however we want to do it. And then, you know, pending that being successful and us all feeling that this is achievable for many others, we'll then set out to making it accessible to many, many more. I think for now, I want to share it with the people that are closest to me, people that listen to this, the people that follow me, that know me, that want to kind of run with me on this pilgrimage and this journey. And you can come along and you can come and support in the car. You can come and run 5 or 10K and then get back in the car and meet us at the checkpoint. You can run a section, you know, 20, 30 mile section. It's completely up to you how you do it, which section you run, if you want to run the whole thing, if you want to walk the whole thing. Like James, for example, has been saying he's just going to walk it. So he'll start with us each day, but then we'll probably jog off and he'll complete it in his own time and see us at the end point. So it's going to be, we're going into the unknown. It's a long way, but it feels like the start of something big, big. And yeah, like I say, I'm drawn to it and I have to do it. And I would love it if, you know, you wanted to get involved. So if you're listening to this, you fancy a challenge, you fancy a pilgrimage, you fancy doing something you've never done before and learning more about yourself and learning more about you, understanding yourself, freeing yourself from suffering, enlightenment, whatever that means to you, whatever this journey will mean to you, Two Saints Way is the one for you this year, this summer, and run it with me, walk it with me. So if you're interested, respond to this podcast. My details are in the podcast notes. DM me, WhatsApp me, email me, and I will send you more information, more details on the new Two Saints Way Staffordshire Ultra. Right, team, that's it for this one. Hope you're all good. See you for the next one, and see you next time. Boom.